Welcome into our continuing podcast series by Native Advertising on the Branson Podcast Network as we connect all of our listeners together in our surrounding counties with great individual business leaders here in Ozark Mountain Country. And our continuing series is centered on a great team, and I'm talking about Branson Cerakote. And I am joined in studio by John and Laura. Guys, welcome into the show. It is glad to have you here on Branson Podcast Network.
Thank you, Josh. We're so happy to be here. Thank you.
You know, and the cool thing is for me, this feels a little bit like homecoming because we have gotten connected on more than one instance, and I've had the opportunity to be out there at Branson Cerakote with you folks to see your facility firsthand, and I will tell you both, I came away in awe, continually impressed.
Well, good.
And I guess I want to start off the conversation here on the series. When did you get started and when did you put Branson Cerakote together?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. John likes to tell it, but I'll tell you now. So we actually started in 2014.
Not long.
Yeah. And I know people don't realize that we've been in business that long, but it kind of started out as a hobby, to be honest with you.
Okay.
John is retired law enforcement. He had been injured on the job, had to medically retire. And so literally we found out about Cerakote in a massage.
At a massage. Now, that is unusual to me because as we understand Cerakote and we get to understand the service, this is precision work. This is a highly skilled service that is provided. So at a massage of all places, interesting.
I know it is. It's kind of funny, but the massage therapist was talking to John about her son and saying that he does Cerakote. And he's like, well, what is Cerakote? And she kind of told him and he's like, oh, well, I like guns and I like making money. I think I'm going to look into this.
Put these two together.
That's right.
So, John, I got to ask, I mean, Laura leads into this, your career in law enforcement and serving the community. How long were you in law enforcement?
13 years.
13 years
out in Colorado. So.
So in Colorado, at this point, when you were faced with retirement, turning your career end over end, that had to be heartbreaking and alarming all at the same time.
It was. It took about a year after my accident to officially retire, so I kind of knew it was coming. We're looking for a fresh start. We moved out here, and I met Laura and, you know, got this business going, and it was just going to be something I'd spend 20 hours a week on and maybe have something to do to keep from just getting attached to the couch. And it's just continued to grow. And I think about 2016, 2017, we started our YouTube channel, and it literally within about a year, it doubled our business. So that's really, the catalyst that blew us up.
That's crazy. And so you guys have done a lot in 9 years. So when we talk about going to retirement in your prior career and going into Cerakote and getting this business started, would you say the hours that you put in a weekly basis, have you gone north of full-time at this point right now with the business?
Our joke around the shop is that we've got a bunch of private stuff, you know, like personal stuff we'd like to get done. And as soon as we get below 60 hours a week, then we'll start working on our own stuff. So it has definitely become a full-time job.
Oh, my gosh. Big decision. But, boy, you have taken this and you've hit the ground running.
Oh,
both
yeah.
of you have with Cerakote.
Oh, yeah.
So to get everybody educated in the community, we talk Cerakote. When you go to the website, now me just being an amateur and a layman and getting myself used to it, I see weaponry, I see guns, but I also see a variety of other products Cerakote can be applied to.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start there. Cerakote, what is it?
John, do you want to talk about that?
tell me about it, John. What is Cerakote?
It's a ceramic-based coating that it's primarily used for firearms, but you know, some of our production stuff that we do in the shop right now, we do computer keys, we do shower parts for a company.
Wow.
We've done bows for Oneida. So, I mean, we can put on pretty much anything except for rubber.
Okay.
Yeah, rubber tends to flex too much and it cracks and peels.
So the most important things in our life, if you're an enthusiast, outdoors or otherwise, if something is precious to you and you want to preserve it, seal it.
Yes.
Make it look good.
Oh, yeah.
Customize, appliques. This is where Cerakote comes in handy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So now, when we say ceramic on a toughness level, so people want to make sure, okay, I mean, we're talking about any type of damage, drop, water, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
Ceramic. Why ceramic? What makes it above the rest?
You know, I think part of the Cerakote process is one of the things that makes it better than a lot of coatings. With Cerakote, you have to sand. You have to create an etch pattern. And it's not just sandblasting like you would think, like just sand. No, okay. We're actually using a specific grit and a specific product. We're using a red garnet because we want a specific etch pattern that we, when we apply the Cerakote, it actually levels into that etch pattern. And once it bakes, it's so hard. I mean, the scientific testing that the company has put into this product is unbelievable. And John, tell them something about like that salt tank thing that they did.
It's about 1,000 times more abrasive resistant than, you know, the standard bluing that comes on a normal firearm. And they've also got a test on their website. They've got a really interesting video where they coated a bunch of different firearms parts and put them in a salt with a bunch of different coatings and put them in a salt air tank. And Cerakote went, I believe it was like 85 days before it showed any signs of corrosion. So it's extremely corrosion resistant. It's pretty much impervious. Yeah, it's impervious to solvents. It's very abrasion resistant. It comes in about 150 colors, and we custom mix thousands of colors.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And so this really, I want to extend, because there are products out there, weapons and otherwise, that have got a useful life.
Sure.
I use the term shelf life. Mm-hmm. Cerakote, you apply it. You get the fact that it is customized. People can mix those colors out. But it extends the life of something that is most important to you. Another reason why you need to choose Cerakote.
Well, and it's not just precious things. I mean, they even have a product called Piston Coat. And we were, for the pistons, like on your automobile, you know, truckers, different things like that.
Like engine parts.
Engine parts. Oh, engine parts are a huge industry for the Cerakote industry.
So, and let me kind of expand on that. That's a good point you make. When it comes to engine parts, I mean, obviously we've got hot rodders that come through the area all the time. They're working on a custom job.
Oh, yeah.
And we know when it comes to car enthusiasts, they're working on every point of the car. You take an engine apart. Pistons are a big part of that.
Oh,
what else as far as cars can be done with Cerakote? I'm curious about that.
Pretty much anything but the wheels. We generally don't recommend doing the wheels just because of UV stability and things like that. And it does go on extremely thin. So normally wheels are a little better option would be powder coat.
Okay.
But they've got a series called Glacier Series that's primarily for automotive parts. So that's generally what we'll put on those.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dang cool. And that really, it gives you a unique look. Can I go back to color mixing with you guys as well? You guys are working on different custom colors. You got a lot to choose from. And I guess that gives any individual customer that comes to see you, they get their own like little footprint. It's them. Yeah. It speaks to you personally.
Absolutely.
So you guys are mixing these colors all the time.
Oh yeah,
what we do is
we actually keep the recipe, and we make little dog tags with all the custom colors that we have done in the past, so that we're looking for something. Here you go. Here's what we've mixed before.
So that customer has a file, and you know that customer's unique taste.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys can get started on a future project and can turn it around extra fast because you've kept that data.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That reminds me of Level 2 Steakhouse, if you will. You go there, you dine once, you get your steak knife, and then they keep it.
There you go.
That's pretty dang cool. That is really, really unique. Now, when it comes to Cerakote, you guys are making a name for yourself locally here in the region, connecting with customers all across our area counties.
Sure.
But anybody that makes the mistake I did when I was kind of getting myself reacclimated with John and Laura's business, because I've been out there firsthand, I want to go back out now because I want to see like the inner workings of the business and get that tour. I've seen the front of the house stuff and how their business has expanded. But Cerakote, national, outside of the state, and international, this has got growth. It is all over the world. That's how big
it
is. Oh,
sure. It is. You know, we have a training program where we train other applicators. We've had people, we had our first international applicator come from Germany to come to our training course. From Germany.
How did you make that connection? Did they just find you online?
They found us. There's only so many shops that actually train. And the reason why we started training was that we don't think about it as training our competitor.
Okay.
This market is so huge, we would be just idiots to think that we're going to coat everything.
but that would be the goal, right? You've left your footprint and your coat on everything we can think
of. But ultimately, bigger picture is that when we train people to do this properly, it actually bolsters our business because now we don't have to try and talk over somebody who's had a bad Cerakote job. We are training people to do it correctly and properly, and it helps the industry as a whole.
Okay, now you touched on something, and now I've got to ask, because you talk about a bad Cerakote.
Sure.
Somebody can have a bad experience.
Absolutely.
And that is where Branson Cerakote steps in. Mm-hmm. How easy is it for you guys on a corrective process? I imagine you see that. You deal with it every day. What's that like for you guys?
We have to sand it down and start from scratch.
So you have to get this all the way down to bare bones, and start all over.
And we do. We've had customers bring us projects from other Cerakote shops that the project failed because they didn't apply it properly.
Probably the biggest mistake that shops that aren't quite where they need to be is that they'll spray the stuff on and it changes the color, but it's not layered up to the correct thickness.
Okay.
And if it's thin, it just might as well not be there. It's not going to last more than a few months, and it's going to kind of rub off and chip. And
that speaks to me, and I'm glad you guys clarified that, because it's almost like color matching paint process on a car. And we all know cars are newer, and you have these custom mixes, mm-hmm. pearlescent, all that good stuff. This is just as involved in that. You have to rematch and make sure that the prior job, if somebody wants a specific color, that is very, very involved, and that's in depth.
It is. It really is.
So can I ask you guys about personalization as well?
Sure.
Somebody has a bow, somebody has a firearm, and it's precious to them, or it could be a father giving a first-time rifle to a grandson or a son. The color matching is one thing. The custom mixes is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as I understand it, on a variety of projects, and it's not just firearms, laser engraving. Talk to me about that and that enhancement as well.
Well, we started that in 2019. We introduced
this is a new
the laser.
Thing.
Yeah, it was a new thing. You know, it just goes hand in hand. You know, we are able to do like stencils and create stencils to customize it to have different colors of Cerakote.
Okay.
But if people want something engraved, that's a whole different level. And so we went out to San Antonio and we spent a week of training with professionals to learn how to laser engrave. And so we literally walked out the door with this amazing laser and the skills to do it. From day one, we were lasering and stippling Glocks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was amazing training and well worth the time, well worth the money. And we've never looked back. And now we have three different lasers. So we don't only do just firearms, we're doing everything from trophies to cake pans to tumblers to, I mean, you name it. If it can be laser engraved, we've probably engraved it.
So a week worth of training, three lasers in there. So when you're doing these laser engraving jobs, how much volume can you push through now that you've got three lasers?
Well, it just depends on what the projects are. because if we're doing like the scroll work on a slide,
okay,
that takes longer. So obviously that's going to be a more expensive project. But it's a very custom project, and it's a beautiful project. And then we can Cerakote it on top of that, and oh, they turn out gorgeous.
For the most part, if people can find something that they like online, we can almost always recreate that. The fiber laser that we have is really the engraver, so that's where you engrave into the metal. It's deeper, and that's what takes longer. And then we also have the CO2 lasers that allow us to do cutting boards and acrylic and things like that.
Sure.
So those are generally a little bit quicker. Laura just did, over the last couple of days, a bunch of trophies for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes for a
SCA
tournament they have coming up.
How cool is that? That's awesome.
Yep.
So as a client, because I know you guys do individual products, I know that. If I'm a business out there, small or large, and I need laser engraving, or if I want a Cerakote in bulk, can you do that? What's that process like?
Absolutely. We do that.
So, of course.
So yeah, we just tell people, come in and talk to us, because let's work together to figure out exactly what you need, what you want, and then we can shoot you the price of here's what it's going to cost you. We definitely want to work local. We want to work with our local businesses to help boost their business as well. So let's talk.
I want to kind of shine a light, because you guys are connected locally. You take care of all your local customers and do a real good job in that. But I'd be remiss if I didn't spotlight it. We see millions of visitors that come through.
Yeah.
And these visitors come through. They're on vacation, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be business owners in their own respect.
Absolutely.
Coming to Ozark Mountain Country. Somebody hears through Branson Podcast Network about Branson Cerakote. They come out to Hollister in the Industrial Park.
Mm-hmm.
They come and visit your great business. And they say, you know, this could do wonders for my products locally. And they
Absolutely.
Do business with you guys. It doesn't matter if they're out of state. Talk to me about that. You guys, I imagine you could ship and you could work with clients out of state. And you do that regularly.
On a regular basis, we do. In fact, one of our customer, who their company's called Air Dry Mata. Is that what
it is? No, Air Mata.
Aramata.
Aramata.
So this company's amazing. They are out in the, I don't know, the Dakotas, I think. Okay. The owner comes to Branson, comes to our store and says, "Hey, I see that you Cerakote." Next thing you know, we're doing all their shower parts. And this is like a upper end, like you get out of your shower, these things pop out of the shower and dry the entire shower. And so, and we're Cerakoting these
what
parts
the
for this
heck?
Company.
Yep. So talk about high tech, high end stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so he came to us while visiting Branson, like, okay, you know, so
and
fantastic.
That's in the Dakotas. And you've experienced that since you guys have been open in the 9 years. There are other locations across the country that they don't have Cerakote anywhere near them.
No,
they
got to
find somebody
right.
that's skilled, knows what they're doing, precision, and can take good care of them. That's why they find Branson
Cerakote. Absolutely, they do. So
that's awesome.
We've just really built our name for ourselves nationally. And I would say half of our products aren't even local. They come in. We get people shipping stuff all the time. Oh, are you going to come to Branson on vacation? We have people drop their firearms off.
When it comes to business expansion, got to ask about that. It's in the notes, but I know people will be definitely wanting to know about it. Mm-hmm. You have a retail gun store.
We do.
Now, this is a big expansion for you guys, and we're right smack dab in the Midwest.
I know.
Hunting season goes on.
I know.
It's been in the paper. People have seen it. I want to take time. I want to ask about that. Talk to me about this and how this has grown and what products you have.
Well, I'll interrupt you real quick. I saw John was about to talk. The gun store, you know, we've had the shop and we had the space for the retail side of it. And we've just grown it organically. And we never advertised that because we didn't want people to come in when we were still in this growing phase of it and go, oh, this is all they have.
Yeah.
So we're now at the point where we have hundreds of guns. And we're even
Holy
back
cow.
At the shop building more displays because we've got more guns to set out and display. And so now, John, you can kick in and talk about what kind of guns we have in there.
Can I say congratulations? That's a lot of growth, a lot of stuff to take on.
It is.
That's a big thing to tackle.
It is.
But you got the inventory, John. Impressive, sir. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, I mean, recently we became a Glock dealer, so we've got a lot of Glocks in. We've got probably close to 100 handguns, probably close to the same amount of long guns. So we've got everything from ARs to shotguns to hunting rifles, custom guns that we've done in the shop. So, and if there's something that people are looking for that we don't have because you can't carry everything, we can order it and get it in. So
wow. And so now, business connections, it kind of leads me in because, I mean, we have tournaments here in the area. Mm-hmm. I think about the Sporting Clays. I think about Bass Pro, Big Cedar. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got their big shops out there. Imagine you probably have worked with some pretty big names and some big people, and that's a consistent thing.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing that you guys have that, the Cerakote is one side of that, but that is pretty dang cool.
I know. It's really exciting to see that side of our business grow. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time. And, you know, the thing is that we started in a one-car garage, two-car garage, then moved to the shop. It's crazy to think about.
I keep jumping in, but I told you guys I'm impressed by it. And I've been that way since I've seen your business firsthand. But a garage.
I know.
That right there,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That is a success you like to hear.
Yeah.
That's persistent. That's
yeah.
growth. That's just who you guys are, both of you and your family.
Yeah.
You're personable. I just want to tell you I love that. Kudos to you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. Well, the thing is that, you know, and we have more things on the horizon. We won't talk about it now, but John and I
already have
plans for some really cool stuff that we're excited about.
You're not slowing down anytime soon, are you?
No, we're not. Why stop here? We didn't come this far just to go this far.
So, pistol party, can I ask about that?
Yes, John, tell me, because this is exciting.
I've got to ask about that. What exactly goes into a pistol party?
Well, sure. We've never really tapped into, you know, something kind of tourist related. So we thought, you know what, let's throw this out there and see if it'll work. Basically, what people will do is they'll ship us their firearm.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and prep it, and then they'll be able to come to the shop, and we'll basically show them how to coat their own firearm. We'll finish it off and then ship it back to them at your home because we have to legally ship it back. We can't just give it to them unless they're in Missouri.
Different rights carry
right,
laws.
Yeah. Yeah. So they'll be able to customize their own firearm in our shop with us kind of walking them through the process.
Okay. I like the fact that it's a pistol party. What does that say to me? You know, a lot of our area businesses, small and large, they mm-hmm. have the painting parties
sure.
where you can get together with your gal pals.
Mm-hmm.
For the guys, they meet up. Okay. We know, have you got yours shipped over to Branson Cerakote? Okay. We're going to meet there on this time.
Yeah.
and you can see the process, get hands on. That's pretty dang cool. I like that.
Yeah. We just thought, you know what? There's no reason to not do it. We could take a couple days out of the month every, you know, a couple Fridays or something and do it.
So now, now tell me about the times on the pistol parties. Are they specific times each month? Is it more than one day out of the week? Yep. What's that like for you guys?
We're going to start out probably doing it like every other Friday during the month and then just see how that goes. And if we need to expand it, we'll if it's popular, we'll expand it. If someone has like a big group, like a bachelor party or a bachelorette party, then and they need to do it on a Saturday or something, we can definitely, you know, accommodate that.
That is awesome. Okay, so I'd be remiss as a part of the podcast series. Branson Cerakote is our special guest, and I would just tell you, you've heard a lot about the business. You can experience one side of it by listening to a podcast, but you need to check them out on the web. And you need to go out and just say hi.
Yes.
Because that say hi could lead into a tour, and there's a lot more to this business than meets the eye. Laura, I want you to expand on this because we've talked about a lot of stuff, a lot of growth in your business. But there's a lot more stuff to it.
Yes.
You walk in the front door and you go to your right. You're going to see a wonderful studio that has been put together.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that expansion. It's just another example of the services you provide. It's wide. It's pretty cool.
So it's the Table Rock Podcast Studio.
It's a beautiful thing,
too. It is. It's a beautiful studio. I mean, it is a full-blown professional podcast studio, and that was born out of really the YouTube channel when we moved from the two-car garage to this building. John was like, you know, this would be really nice, we have this extra room, let's make this a podcast area, because we have, besides our business, we also have a membership website for Cerakote applicators, so we use it a lot for that. Anytime we have people coming for training, we're doing podcasts with them for our website's called Applicator Hangout, so we do things through that, videos with that. We do a lot in that studio, and it's just a wonderful place. We also have the Branson podcast, which I host. Just local
pretty
businesses.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just local businesses that we're like, come in, let's just tell us about your business, tell us what's going on, you know, organizations, the veterans organizations, come tell us what's going on this summer, and you know, just a very friendly little podcast. So if you guys want to come on the podcast, come on.
Well, and Laura, I mean, again, we wouldn't be able to do it justice to paint the picture, but when you go in, it's warm, it's inviting, it's high tech. Now, they have got the best in road gear and equipment. So all the top of the line mixers, they've got an editing studio right on the other side of glass. So you have an editor that is right there in the room handling your camera angles. They've got top tier cameras in there. The walls are immaculate. The table that you sit at is immaculate. The carpet is immaculate. So if you want to do a podcast and you want to do it in a high class studio environment that was designed immaculately, all the attention to detail, you need to go Branson Cerakote and just go check it out and then book your time, because you're going to get the very best. Yeah. Good attention to detail, and you guys do produce a very mean podcast, if I may say so.
That's so nice.
You and I have been in studio, and we talked. And when you and I talked, time just flew by, it
does.
Is here.
It always goes by so fast. It does.
Guys, I just want to say thank you for taking time, being a part of our Native Advertising series, and of course, just allowing us to connect the community with these great businesses. You guys are a fine example of that. I got to get the details out to the community, both John and Laura. Guys, people want to learn more about the Cerakote process. They want to buy a gun. They want to buy a weapon through you. Go to the pistol parties.
Yes.
They want to Cerakote and protect what's most important in their life ceramics.
Yes.
How do they find you guys?
Well, you know, we are over in the industrial park. So if you don't really know that, most people know where Lowe's or Menards are. Just go straight. There's a huge Sherwin-Williams sign that you can't miss. I swear can see it from the highway. We are literally one door over from Sherwin-Williams. And that is our marker. We're like, just look for Sherwin-Williams sign. You can't miss their sign. We're there.
Please, I implore you, again, learn more, get yourself educated, but just go and meet John and Laura, because you will not be disappointed in that. You'll be stuck in a long conversation because that's how friendly they are. But the fact they are who they are translates into their business. It translates into the growth that you just heard about over the course of 20 minutes. They've got more on the horizon. We need more time with them here in the studio to talk to you guys about all those changes. Guys, you've been great.
Oh,
I appreciate
you,
the time.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. We do.
It is our pleasure. It is Branson Cerakote, a part of our advertising series through Native, and they are a big part and an important part of the Branson Podcast Network.